What an honor to be here with you all today. It's a rare honor that you get to be able to speak in a church like this, not just because this is one of the greatest churches in America, if not the greatest church in America, but it is led by two of the greatest pastors in America. Pastor Dave and Pastor Nicole Craig. Come on, give it up for your pastors. You have the best of the best. And I can tell you that because they are my wife and I's pastors as well. So we're part of the household of faith, a gathering of pastors that are across the nation that come underneath the covering of your pastors. And it's so important to be under a good covering. To be under pastors like Pastor Dave and Pastor Nicole, let me tell you, you are blessed because you get it every weekend. You get it all the time, every time. Not only do you get inspiration, but you get life transformation here at Faith Church. And so we're really excited about being with y'all this weekend. What an honor, what an honor, what an honor. Just really quick, I want to tell you two things about your pastors. Number one, they're always available. Anytime my wife and I are texting, asking them for advice, they are so willing to immediately respond. We know a lot of pastors, and can I tell you, not every pastor's like that. So your pastors are available. Number two, they are anointed. I mean, they have been anointed and appointed for what God is doing in them and through them. And so we're just honored to play a little part in it with you all this weekend. So once again, give yourselves a hand for showing up in church. Well, I never travel alone. I love traveling with my wife and my kids. I just want to show you a quick picture of my wife and kids. Should pop up on the screen at some point. But they are absolutely the best of the best. My wife, Mary, I promise you, she is of age. She looks really young, but she's closer to my age. I'm not going to tell you what that is, but she's a lot closer to it than she may look. My wife, Mary, we've been married 21 years. Really excited about it. 21 happy years. Just ask her. She'll tell you. I have three kids, Malachi, Abigail, and Bethany. Malachi is our oldest. We named him Malachi Luke. Malachi means messenger of God. Luke, physician. We thought if messenger of God doesn't work out, maybe he'd be a rich doctor. So we're trying. We're trying the Abigail, joy of a father's heart, Bethany, house of praise. We named our kids with purpose. We named our kids with destiny in mind. And so that's my family. I always say that if you see a picture of a speaker's family, you're more likely to pay attention for the rest of the message. So there you go. I'm from New York. So you have to understand something about New Yorkers. We like to hear it back a little bit. So we want to hear some feedback. This is not a one-way message. This is an interactive message we're going to have today. All right? Y'all with me? All right, good. I also want to give you a free gift. Free gift. How many like free stuff? I love free stuff. So we're going to give you a free gift. That should pop up on the screen. Pull out your phone real quick. And if you pull out your camera app, we'll give you a book that I wrote in 2019, just before the pandemic came, about leveraging tension. You don't have to give into tension. You don't have to bend to tension. You can actually leverage tension. If you go ahead and take that picture, you can get that later if you want, but I want to give that to you as a gift, just my way to say thank you to Faith Church for allowing me to be with you all today. So honored. So I want to speak to you today for a little bit on this concept called unleash your life. Look at your neighbor and just say, unleash your life. Come on, say it with a little bit of pride today. Unleash your life. Here's what I fully believe. I fully believe this. God does not want you to remain where you are today. He wants to take you to bigger places, better places, and bolder opportunities. He does not want you to stay stuck in 2022. He wants to prepare you for 2023 and beyond. So you're not just walking in an itty-bitty favor. You're walking in a lifetime of favor at Faith Church. And so I'm really grateful for what God's done in me. But I want to encourage you tonight. God wants to do something in your life. He wants to do something for your life, but he also wants to do something through your life. He doesn't just want to do it in you so you can hoard it. He wants to do it through you so you can help those around you. And when God begins to unleash your life in ways you can never imagine, he will open doors, he will take you places, and he will provide everything you need and then some so you can accomplish great big things for a great big God. Do you believe that, Faith Church? What am I simply trying to say? God wants to unleash your life. So I'm a New Yorker, so we talk fast, so you got to stay with me. But I want you to, would you all stand to your feet really quick at all our locations today? And I want us to start with this declaration. It's something that we do often. But would you declare this after me? Say this after me. Today I declare, my past is forgiven. My present is a gift. And my future is secure. I declare, every place my foot touches, it will be mine. Everything my hand touches will turn to gold. I declare God is about to bring blessing, increase, abundance, favor, and then some. In Jesus' name, amen. If you receive that, Faith Church, give God a big old shout today. You can go ahead and be seated. I remember as a kid, I was part of a Royal Ranger program. It's kind of like Boy Scouts for Christians. And they taught us how to find directions. Now, I am a directionally challenged man. But they taught us how to use this instrument called a compass. A compass doesn't give you the exact direction, but it does tell you which way you're going. It'll tell you if you're going north, south, east, west, and all places in between. Back then, some of our young students might not understand this, but Siri did not exist. When I was growing up, you couldn't just pull out a phone because there were no phones to pull out. Now today, you have the beautiful gift of technology, which helps you get wherever you want to go. The only thing is, you don't remember how to get there if you don't have the phone connected. But we learned how to use this thing called a compass. Compass gave us directions. A compass is simply an instrument that helps us find the direction we need to go when we might be lost. You know, God gave us a compass too. It's called the Word of God. Amen. Whenever you feel like you're lost, whenever you feel like you can't find the direction you need for your life, all you have to do is go to God's Word. It is the ultimate life compass. It's the great life hack. It'll take you to where you are designed to be because God's given you His instructions in His Word so you can become everything He's designed you to be. Now, here's what I know. Directions will always get you to destinations. Let me say that again. Directions will always get you to destinations. Now, let me break it down to you this way. If you get the wrong directions, you will end up in the wrong destinations. But if you get the right directions, you will end up in the right destinations. The reality is, all of us have to embrace today that we're going to run hard and fast after the right directions in God's Word. Because if we run after this book will never leave us wondering where we're supposed to go. It is the roadmap for your life and my life. See, Faith Church also will help you discover the right directions. That's why you got to stay faithful to the house you're planted in. Because when you're faithful to the house you're planted in, the scriptures tell us you'll flourish in the courts of our God. I don't know about you, but I want to flourish. I want to be blessed, but I don't just want a little bit. I want all the blessing that God has for me. And so if you, Faith Church, want all the blessing God has for you, stay locked into Faith Church. This is a unique house with an incredible anointing, and you want to make sure you're faithful to it. Well, I want to take you to a story in the Bible. And it's the people of God, the Israelites, and they're traveling to their promised land. This 11-day journey took them 40 years. How many know a man was leading that? An 11-day journey, 40 years. Now, listen to this. This is Moses reminding the people. He says this, "Then we turned around and went back to the wilderness, following the route to the Red Sea, as God had instructed me. We worked our way in and around the hills of Seir for a long, long time." 40 years is a long, long time. "Then God said, 'You've been going around in circles on these hills long enough. turn north. Think about that. Somebody had to know where north was. Somebody needed the directions to get where God was commanding his people to go. You may have been circling around addiction long enough. Turn north. You may have been circling around fear long enough. Turn north. You may be circling around a regret. Turn north. Anxiety. Turn north. Pain. Turn north. Divorce. Turn north. Sickness. Turn north. Whatever you're circling around today, it's your opportunity, Faith Church, to turn north. You don't have to circle it for 40 years. Some of us just keep going through the motions and we get comfortable in our pain. We get comfortable with the abuse or the neglect. But can I remind you today, turn north. God did not call you to remain where you are. He called to take you to higher levels. It's time to turn north because God wants to unleash your life, not just here in Missouri, but in our Florida campuses. He wants to unleash your life. Imagine if every single person at Faith Church lived the unleashed life. Imagine if every single person grabbed hold of the promises of God. Imagine if every single member, dream team member, attender said, you know what? I'm done with low living. I want a high destiny. Imagine the difference we could make across the nation just by Faith Church. I mean, I'm ready for new seasons in my life. I'm not content with where I've been. And I know you ain't content with where you've been either. It's time to rise higher, to go deeper, and to move faster to the destiny that God has for us. Are there any believers here, Faith Church? Here's the reality. A new season often starts with a new seed. A new season often starts with a new seed. Faith Church is about to walk into this new season. You're about to walk into this Jesus offering. This is an opportunity for you to show your love, honor, and devotion to Jesus. You don't give to a local church, you give through a local church. This is an opportunity for Faith Church to collectively at all locations to be able to say, we're believing that God is about to not just unleash my life, but God wants to unleash our church. He wants to take us to places we never dreamed of or imagined. Why is it important to sow a seed? Here's why. Because God can't grow what you don't sow. If you don't sow it, God can't grow it. You've got to give God something to work with. So when you put that seed into the Jesus offering, guess what you just became a recipient of? A blessing in return. Increase in return. Abundance in return. Favor in return. But you got to give God something to work with. Now my wife Mary and I, we've been sowing seeds into Faith Church. Yes, we tithe to our church. But we also give to this house. Can I tell you what God's done in our lives since we've been sowing seeds into this house? We've seen God open up doors for us that we can never imagine in our wildest dreams. We've seen God provide for us. We've seen God give us 14 months ago our dream home. Our church is now about to purchase its second location. See, your covering matters, and where you sow your seed matters. Let me say this, this might be bold, but the reality is not every sowing seed place is the same. So you've got to make sure you're putting seed in fertile soil. When Jesus shared that illustration, and he shared the four different places that you could sow seed, only 25% was actually viable soil. 75% of where people sow their seed, guess what? It might not be viable. Oh, but the church just wants money. No, the St. Louis Cardinals want your money. The church doesn't want your money. The church needs fuel to fill its vision and mission to plunder hell and populate heaven. That's what God's called us to do, to take the resources we have and deposit it into good soil like Faith Church. I mean, think about all that God's done in our lives since we've come in alignment with your pastors. Now, as we're about to embark on this journey of multi-site, purchasing a second location in New York. We're about to build a mega church for a mega God. We're about to see God do great, great things, but it all started to happen when we started sowing seeds into this church. Oh, but man, I haven't seen it. I started tithing Sunday. Give God some time. He'll multiply your seed, I promise you. God wants to unleash your life, and that's why you have to stop circling and start celebrating. God did not design you to stay where you are. Come on, Faith Church. He did not design you to stay with what you have. He did not design you to just do a 9-to-5. He designed you with a destiny and a purpose far beyond your occupation. It is an inspirational calling that God has put on your life. God wants to unleash your life in ways you can never, ever imagine. That's why you have to understand, opportunity always meets preparation. If you ain't prepared for it, you might not receive it. If you ain't ready for it, you might not experience it. I heard this quote when I was growing up in church: the atmosphere of expectation is the breeding ground for miracles. So when I come to church, I come expecting to receive. Even if I'm the preacher, I still want to receive. What your heart is set toward prepares you for what your heart can receive. So if your heart is set for the things of God, you will receive some of the things of God. See, you get out of church what you put into church. If you put in work to church, guess what? You're going to enjoy church. You're going to love church because church transforms our lives. Obviously, we know it's Jesus, but the church is the catalyst representation of Christ here on earth. Faith Church, you represent Jesus wherever you are. You represent Him and what He's done in your life. And sometimes we think, man, God, you've just been wasting time. God, I've been waiting for this to happen. I've been waiting for my miracle. I've been waiting for my healing. While you think it might be wasted time, it's actually preparation seasons. God uses everything you go through, everything you experience, your past, your pain, your problems are a platform to your potential. Everything you walk through, every difficulty, every challenge, even the losses. Did you know it takes a palm tree 6 years before it reaches maturity? But it will produce for the next 60 years. Some of us are wanting the immediate when God is often looking for faithfulness. Because here's what I've learned, faithfulness always leads to fruitfulness. And if I'm faithful, eventually I'll be fruitful. I just have to remain in it long enough to see God's hand do what only God can do. You may feel like you've been circling the mountains. You may feel like, man, I've just been wasting time. No, that is not wasted time. That is a waiting period of preparation. But at some point, God's going to remind you it's time to turn north. Because the more prepared you are, the more successful you can be. If you're ready for the challenges, Scripture declares this: so prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Notice, prepare your minds for inaction, for laziness, for lethargy. No, it says get ready for something. Prepare your mind, prepare your heart. God's about to show up and do something. I got to be ready for it. So when I come to church, I ought to come to church with an expectant, ready heart saying, God, speak to me. God, touch me. God, change me. God, move me. God, mold me into who you are and what you've designed me to be. See, at some point, we can't come to church just out of schedule. It's just something I can check off my list. No, Faith Church, when you come into this house, no matter what campus you're in, when you come into this house, you come ready to receive. Because God has a buffet in front of you every week you're here. In the good times, you got to be prepared. In the difficult times, you got to be prepared. Because the more prepared you are, the more doors God will open up for your life. Opportunity always meets preparation. Let me ask you, have you missed the opportunities because you've been sitting on the sidelines? At some point, you can pray all day and all night for God to give you a new job, but it might start with a resume. I'm sitting eating Cheetos, shoving Doritos in my mouth with Twinkies, God, would you just provide me a job? Now, if I was God, which I am not, I might be saying, son, get off the couch, go to your computer, type a resume. See, at some point, the church has to be the same. Where we're not just saying, God, I'm just waiting for something to happen. No, God, I'm ready to make things happen. You don't want to be there at church just say, I was there when it happened. You want to be able to say to faith church, to your pastors, man, I helped make this thing happen. I helped build this thing. I serve the mission of this church. I serve this house with everything I got. When you do that, oh man, the opportunities are going to come in front of you. Like, I can't think of where I come from. I'm a broken little boy from Buffalo, New York. I grew up in a multi-divorce, single-parent home. Abuse on multiple levels. And I'm sitting here today, and guess what? I'm preaching at Faith Church. At some point, you never know where God's going to take you, so you better be ready for it. You just never know. Opportunity always meets preparation. I also know this. You've got to stop circling with the wrong crowd. Some of you are circling around the mountains because you're with the wrong people. And they just keep circling and circling. You'll always become like those you're around. My mother used to always tell me this. She goes, birds of a feather all flock together. It's the people that you're around is going to determine what you're going to become. Now, I'm not saying to be rude to people, but not everyone deserves a seat at your table. I'm from New York, you know what I'm saying? So we like, not everyone deserves a seat at your table, but yet we open up our table to everybody sometimes, and we invite people who don't have good intentions toward us close to us. At some point, you've got to step away from some of those relationships, some of those friendships, even maybe some within your last name environment, and shift away, or else you might miss out on what God designed for your life. What am I trying to say? Protect your circle. Here's why. Because your circle determines your cycle. If your circle's just going in circles, guess what? You'll be going in circles. You got to make sure you protect that. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said to the church in Corinth. He said this, so stop fooling yourselves. Listen to this. It says, evil companions will corrupt good morals and character. It says, don't fool yourselves. Well, I can make them better. No, you can't. Only he can. And sometimes we start getting a savior complex. Like, I can fix everybody. I'm a pastor, and I can't fix anybody. I'm having a hard time sometimes fixing myself. I need to worry about me. Come on now. I need to focus on me. God, make me a better man. Help me to be a better father. Help me to be a better husband. I don't need to worry about what everybody else is doing. And if they're dragging me down, I've got to actually move away. Evil companions will corrupt good morals and character. The Greek word for companion in this passage means this, intimate friendship. It means you're aligning yourself. Be careful who you get close to. Be careful who you get really close to, because friends are like elevators. They will either bring you up or bring you down. Wrong crowd will keep you circling the mountains of doubt, denial, depression, and discouragement. But at some point, you have to turn north, and turning north may leave some people behind. Because not everyone's going to turn north with you. Some people are going to be okay stuck in that cycle. But at some point, you've got to turn north. Let's talk about this for a minute, because not everyone is going to be able to go with you unless they're willing to grow with you. There has to come a season or a moment in our lives where we recognize if someone is holding me back or if someone is part of my history, I cannot bring them into my destiny. I've got to keep them in the past of my life. The Bible declares this, sweet friendships refresh the soul and awaken our hearts. I mean, think about that. The right people actually get you excited about life. The right circle around you will bring you higher, will advance your life, will make you better than you really are. Why? Because they're sweet to the soul. says, for good friends are like anointing oil that yields the fragrant incense of God's presence. Ooh, catch this really quick, church. Here's the reality. The right people are close to being God's anointing oil. The anointing oil is powerful. In fact, the ironic blessing of the anointing oil, when Aaron was anointed for the priesthood, he was anointed on his right earlobe, his right thumb, and his right big toe. His right earlobe so he would hear what no one else would hear. His right thumb so he would do what no one else would do. And his right big toe so he would go where no one else was willing to go. Imagine if you had friends like that, that they were anointed to hear, they were anointed to do, and they were anointed to go. I think some of us might start hearing, doing, and going in ways we never imagined in our wildest dreams. Get around some people that increase God's presence in your life, and then watch how God unleashes your life. And finally today, embrace an abundance mindset. Listen to this scripture. I love this passage. It says this, the Lord will send rain at the proper time from his rich treasury. Notice it doesn't say broke bank. It says from his rich treasury in the heavens and will bless, that means to declare a blessing, all on all the work you do. You will lend to many nations. In other words, you're about to become a bank. Some of us are looking to a bank as a resource, and God wants to make you the bank to be the resource. He says you will never need to borrow from them. In other words, you're going to be the bank, not the borrower. Come on, Faith Church, we like that. You ain't broke, you are blessed. You're blessed coming in, and you're blessed going out. You are above and not beneath. You are the first and never the last. You are the apple of God's very own eye. I mean, you've been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. Think about all that Christ has done in your life. God abundantly blessed us with his son. Come on, church. He gave us the very best. He did not give us his leftovers. He gave us his firstborn. His son, Jesus. Now, we like that part where you'll be the bank, but listen to how you get there. This is where it gets good. A few verses before, you got to rewind to get how to get the blessing. It says, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his commands that I'm giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above the nations of the world. You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. In other words, sometimes we lose the blessing because we've been disobedient. But if we're obedient to the compass for our life, if we're following the word of God in every season for every reason, he says the blessings of God will overwhelm you. I don't know about you, but I want to be overwhelmed by the blessings of God. I look at what God's done in my life, and I'm like, God, you've been so good. But I want to see God even do greater things. I want to see God do greater things in your life. As I said before, I grew up poor. My family was riddled with a poverty mentality. Paycheck to paycheck, food pantry to food pantry, government assistance. I ate peanut butter all growing up. Out of the, anybody remember that, the silver can with the black lettering? Come on. Ate that only to find out years later, I was allergic to peanut butter. What does that tell you? God could still protect you even when you're eating the thing. I grew up in that kind of environment. Credit card debt, poor money management. In fact, many Christmases in my family, we didn't get Christmas gifts. We got them a day or two after Christmas. Why? They were on sale. My mom could afford some of the things after. But my mom just accepted it. But growing up, I knew as a kid, I didn't have what everybody else had. It was apparent. I was going to Kmart, Blue Light Special. They were getting their whatever clothing style they were wearing at that time. And I felt the weight. But I made a commitment. I made a commitment that I was going to break the poverty mentality in my family. How did it start? It started when I started tithing on $2.85 per hour. I was in Bible college cutting grass. $2.85 an hour, working a full-time job. My grandmother had me tithe 20% of my income when I was in Bible college. I'm like, Grandma, you're crazy. She said, no, I want you to do it. If you tithe 20% of what you make while you're in Bible college, I will pay off your Bible college debt. I said, sign me up, 20%. I learned really quick how to tithe. I've been tithing ever since and way beyond. And I look and say, man, God has blessed our lives. Not financially. God has blessed us in every way. I look at a happy marriage as the blessings of the Lord. I look at peace in our home as the blessing of the Lord. I look at 3 healthy kids as the blessing of the Lord. I look at the church that I get to pastor as the blessing of the Lord. I look at the house I live in as the blessing of the Lord. Everything has been God's hand. It's been Him. We're blessed beyond words. This is for somebody. Know this, just because you are raised a certain way doesn't mean you have to remain a certain way. You can break that cycle in your family. What seemed to have plagued generations and generations, if you get your mind right, your life will follow as well, because your mind becomes your map. So God wants to unleash your life, and it all starts in your thoughts. So God wants to take you places that you could never imagine in your life, but you gotta make sure you got the right directions. If you're following the world system, you'll get the world's results. But if you follow the word system, you get the word's blessings. Amen. And so my challenge, Faith Church, to you is that you understand the right directions will take you to the right destinations. I wanna challenge you to make sure that you have the right crowd in your life, because your circle, your crowd will determine your cycle. And then if you want your life to be unleashed, get an abundance mindset, knowing that God wants to bless you. God wants to provide for you. God wants to give you everything you could ever dream of, and then some. The Bible says the Lord's hand is not too short that it cannot save you, nor is his ear too deaf that it cannot hear your prayer. In other words, God is able to reach down and move in the situation. He's able to hear you when you call on him, and all you have to do is say, God, I just want to honor you with my life. I want to honor you with everything that I have. God tells Moses, it's time to turn north. My encouragement, Faith Church, to you this weekend, where do you need to turn north? What things have you been circling around that God is speaking to you today and reminding you of? Don't stay in that pattern. Don't stay in that cycle. It's time to pivot north. Because if you can pivot north, you will find your promised land. Would you all stand to your feet as we pray? Would you just stretch your hands to heaven? Let me pray over you tonight. Father, I ask you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would pour out your Spirit on every single person at Faith Church. Father, I pray you would unleash in us everything we ever hoped for, everything we ever dreamed of, everything we could ever need in our lives. Not so that we could be something, but so that we could do something for you. So God, I pray that you'd take us to places we could never take ourselves. You'd open doors for our lives that we could never open for ourselves. And you, God, would invest and impart in each and every one of us something supernatural and dynamic, a vision to do what you have called us to do with our lives. So Lord Jesus, I ask you to unleash this church in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Come on, give God a big old shout.